USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding her weekly news availability with reporters on Capitol Hill and calling yesterday's impeachment of President Trump a solemn and necessary action. She also says,
seems like people have a spring in their step because the president was held accountable for his reckless behavior. No one is above the law, and the Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
At the same time, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is condemning the Democratic-led House for passing the articles, McConnell calling impeachment a rushed process that was fueled by partisan rage. Seven Democratic presidential candidates will take the debate stage in L.A. tonight. It's going to start at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, sponsored by Politico and PBS, and carried live on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A major supporter of President Trump is retiring from Congress. Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina announcing he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. The four-term congressman says he has struggled with leaving what he says he had always considered would be a temporary job. The first-ever Global Refugee Forum held by the United Nations closed in Geneva yesterday. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said new pledges for refugee integration made during the two-day event amounted to more than $3 billion in value. In his closing remarks, he said,
I am not a pessimist, but this has the making of a success. To make it a success is incumbent on all of us. Thank you very much.
The new Star Wars movie getting some bad reviews. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker has been given a green splat by Rotten Tomatoes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A European nation bans conversion therapy in minors. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
The German government has barred so-called conversion therapies intended to cure homosexuality for persons under the age of 18. The bill to protect against conversion therapies punishes violators with up to a year in prison or a fine of $33,000. The law applies to conversion therapies for minors in general, as well as those of legal age whose consent was obtained without their volition, such as through coercion, threat, deception, or error. Conversion therapy causes depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicidal thoughts. According to medical experts in an August report in the New England Journal of Medicine that called for banning such procedures in the United States, 18 states have already banned conversion therapy for minors, but none apply to legal adults.
A new survey says half of all U.S. workers did not get a pay raise this year, despite the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. And those buckets of little green plastic army soldiers are adding more female soldiers. The Pennsylvania toy maker started adding female soldiers early this year. It's now expanding the lineup. The company says demand is through the roof and not just from kids. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.